KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies here in Atlantic, 45 degrees. We picked up an additional 1/100th of an inch of precipitation, bringing our rainfall total to 26 1/100ths here at the KJAN studios. We look for cloudy skies this morning and becoming partly cloudy and breezy this afternoon, a high of 59. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Nebraska and Iowa residents are being reminded to set their clocks back an hour before going to sleep tonight. Standard time returns this weekend at 2 a.m. Sunday. The change means that most Americans will get an extra hour of rest, but those working overnight shifts might toil an hour longer. It also means that some of you may forget to change your clocks and show up early for church or other events on Sunday. Daylight saving time returns to Nebraska and Iowa in March. Now, not everyone in the U.S. makes the switch from standard time. The exceptions are Hawaii, most of Arizona, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Guam, and the Northern Marianas. Authorities in Cass County Friday released additional information about an accident that took place back on October 20th. The sheriff's office said at around 11 a.m. on that day, deputies responded to a report of a car-tractor accident on Highway 71 south of Atlantic. A 2015 Cadillac owned and driven by 81-year-old Dale Dean Pauley of Atlantic had been southbound on Highway 71. When Pauley attempted to pass a 2015 Case tractor driven by 24-year-old William Garrett Wilson of Exira, Pauley's car hit the driver's side of the tractor and rolled into the west ditch, landing on its top. Pauley and his passenger, Isla Lucille Pauley, suffered minor injuries and were transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance. Damage to the Cadillac was estimated at $43,000. The tractor sustained $5,000 damage. Deputies cited Dale Pauley for failure to maintain control. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Friday also released information about two arrests that had taken place on Wednesday. 45-year-old Curtis Lloyd Rush of Wyota was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear on a child support matter. Rush was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $2,000 bond. Also on Wednesday, 40-year-old Joseph Michael Greathouse of Messina was arrested on a Dallas County warrant. Greathouse was taken to the Cass County Jail and released to Dallas County authorities on Thursday. The principal of the Atlantic High School has won an award from the Iowa High School Press Association. Heather McKay received the Administrator of the Year Award Thursday during the IHSPA's annual fall conference at the Iowa Memorial Union on the University of Iowa campus in Iowa City. McKay started her career in Atlantic in 1997 as an English and journalism teacher. She became principal of the high school in 2010. Her husband is fifth grade teacher Paul McKay. The couple has two sons. The Administrator of the Year Award is given to outstanding school administrators to acknowledge their support of journalism education within their schools or districts. The reopened second floor committee will host a Halloween trick-or-treat open house on the second and third floors of Atlantic City Hall this afternoon from 2:30 until 4 p.m. and again from 7:30 until 9 p.m. Children and adults are invited to wear costumes if you choose, pick a treat, and tour portions of City Hall that have been closed to public for nearly 40 years. City Hall does not have yet an elevator, so visitors should be aware that the only access to the second floor is by stairs. Visitors are not required to go to the second floor to receive a treat, though. Today's open house will be the last opportunity for voters to visit City Hall in Atlantic prior to the referendum next week. That will determine if the classic auditorium on the second floor will be remodeled and used by the public once again. On Tuesday, November 3rd, citizens of Atlantic will vote on the question of using local option sales tax to remodel the second and third floors of City Hall, making them available for the public to use again. The remodel project will update the electrical system, add heat and air conditioning to the second and third floors, install an elevator, remodel the former fire department apartments into a conference room, refurbish the classic auditorium that seats up to 300 people, add restrooms, a serving kitchen, and a custodial closet. The question on the ballot will be, shall the City of Atlantic in Cass County, Iowa, issue its bonds paid with a local option sales tax revenue in an amount not to exceed the amount of $875,000 for the purpose of paying for the cost of restoring the historic ballroom theater and creating a multi-purpose facility on the second and third floors of City Hall. Supporters say local option sales tax is the 1% tax on sales that take place locally. It's to be used for capital improvements, community development, for parks and recreation. The city's average income from lost, as it's known, for the past 10 years has been over $750,000 annually. Supporters say if the issue is approved, $60,000 would be used each year to repay the $875,000 bond over a period of 30 years. Only 8% of the fund would be needed to repay the bond, leaving 92% of the fund to continue to be used for the same purposes it has been in the past. Local option sales tax cannot be increased higher than 1% according to state law, so taxes, they say, will not be raised to pay for the project. Potential events the facility might be used for include a meeting space for clubs and community groups, concerts, corporate meetings, city council meetings when a large crowd will attend, dances, parties, theatrical productions, political gatherings, weddings, receptions, and so on. You can find some answers to frequently asked questions, other information about the project, and a photo gallery of the interior of the building at www.reopensecondfloor.com. Adair County Emergency Management Coordinator Robert Kemp reports the Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Agencies have added a Polaris Ranger UTV to the resources available to local responders and jurisdictions in Adair and Guthrie counties. The Ranger is equipped with a Chemtech medbed for transport of injured or sick medical patients and a radio for communications with other responders and both dispatch centers in the counties. The equipment is transported on a 14-foot equipment trailer. It's been used by local responders at least 10 days each month since it arrived in mid-July. Each year, local responders and government officials have at times indicated that they're in need of an off-road vehicle, a smaller vehicle. They need it for searches for missing individuals, inspection of a crime scene, monitoring crowds, and responding to medical issues at local events, just to name a few. Kemp said several of the law enforcement, fire, and EMS departments have considered purchasing this type of equipment over the years. The cost for the equipment was too much for most departments. Having one set of equipment available to all departments was a much more fiscal solution. The cost of the equipment totaled about $28,000, and many local entities helped in the financing of it. Contributions to the cost were received from the Schulberg Foundation in the amount of $15,000, the Guthrie County Community Foundation in $5,000, West Central Co-op contributed $1,500. Guthrie County Emergency Management provided the radio valued at $2,000. The remaining $4,500 was paid for out of the Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management budgets that are supported by the 14 towns and two counties. Jeremy Cooper, chairman of the Guthrie County Emergency Management Commission, said this project would not have been possible without the cooperation of both private and public sectors working together in our counties. He said that's what emergency management is about, everyone working together to plan for, respond to, and recover from disasters and emergencies. Bob Kemp added that the jurisdictions and local responder departments can contact his office to reserve equipment for use at any community events. The equipment is always available, he says, 24/7, 365 days a year for use in an emergency situation throughout the county dispatch centers. Well, children with heart conditions in southwest Iowa will soon be able to receive high-quality pediatric specialty care closer to home. Officials of the Cass County Health System say Children's Hospital and Medical Center will offer a pediatric cardiology clinic quarterly at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic, beginning Friday, November 13th. The new cardiac outreach clinic will be children's first in Iowa. Children's cardiology team also provides outreach clinics in Rapid City and Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and in several Nebraska communities. Robert Spicer, MD, the pediatric cardiologist of the Children's Clinical Service Chief of Cardiology, will travel to Atlantic to see patients along with a cardiology nurse and cardiac sonographer. The partnership between Children's in Omaha and Cass County Health in Atlantic was designed to make care more convenient and accessible for area families. Beyond the convenience and familiarity the visiting specialists provide families, outreach clinics allow Children's the opportunity to foster better working relationships with referral doctors and hospitals. Children's doctors CC and Mabel H. Chris Heart Center offer the region's largest and most comprehensive pediatric and adult congenital cardiac and cardiac surgical care, including expertise in pediatric heart transplantation and adult congenital heart disease. And Children's could potentially see adults with ACHD at an Atlantic clinic as well. If you'd like to make an appointment in Atlantic, call 243-7590. That is a check of our news this morning on KJAN, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.